Hi, this is Jeanette on a recorded line.
Hi, my name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Brianna Davis,
Brianna Davis?
and yeah,
Okay.
and her phone number is 279-243-9576.
Okay, go ahead and
Yeah,
send
can I
this to your
transfer her?
boss over. Yep, absolutely.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Yep. Hello, Brianna. Hi, my name is Jeanette, and we're speaking on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Great to hear. And then let me just verify your contact information. So I have your phone number as 279-243-9576.
Right.
Okay. And how do you spell your first name?
Briana.
Brianna. And last name Davis.
Correct.
Okay, and this is a recorded line. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Do you already have an attorney to assist you to help file a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm you have not signed any legal documents retaining an attorney regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit?
No.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm that?
Yes.
Okay. And is this claim on behalf of yourself or a family member?
Myself.
Okay. And have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
I use chemical relaxer.
Yeah, did you use hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, I did. I use hair relaxers
Okay.
within 10 years.
Okay. And what were you diagnosed with after using hair relaxers?
I was diagnosed with stage 1 ovary cancer.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay. And when were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
I was first diagnosed with symptoms within a month before the lead test on September 26th of 2024.
September 22nd, 2024.
26.
Sorry, okay, September 26th of 2024.
Yeah, 'cause you said what treatment did I receive?
Not yet. I was just asking, when were you diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, it was October 18th. It was
Oh.
October 18th of 2024.
Okay, October 18th of 2024. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
The name of the doctor that diagnosed me was Dr. Nathan Allen.
Nathan Allen. And where did Dr. Nathan Allen practice out of?
Mercy General Hospital.
What regional hospital?
Mercy General.
Okay, Mercy General Hospital. And what city and state?
Sacramento, California.
Sacramento. Okay, Dr. Nathan Allen. Okay. And Mercy General Hospital, that's on J Street.
Yes.
Okay. And did you use hair relaxers more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
I use this every time within a year.
Pardon?
7 times.
Okay, so you used it 7 times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And on average, how many times a year did you use hair relaxers before your diagnosis? Hello,
I
can
have
you?
stopped using it after I my diagnosis.
So before your diagnosis, how many times a year would you say you used hair relaxers? How often did you apply hair relaxers?
3 to 4 times.
Okay. Okay. So you used hair relaxers more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer. Is that a yes or a no?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And was it at Mercy General Hospital where you were diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And what is your date of birth?
January 17, 1994.
January 17th, 1994.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome? Hello?
What was the question again? Sorry.
Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you have any other family members or friends who also used hair relaxers and were affected?
No.
Okay, thank you. And then what state did you use hair relaxers in?
Sacramento, California.
Okay. And when did you first start using hair relaxers?
I started using in March 8th of 2014.
March 8th of 2014. Okay, and when did you last use hair relaxers?
I just stopped last year, June 5th of 2024.
Okay, June of 2024. Okay. And how often would you say you applied hair relaxing products? Would you say weekly, monthly, 4 times per year?
It was weekly.
Okay. And then how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products?
Five.
Okay. And did you use hair relaxers at home in a salon?
At home.
Okay. And what was the name brand of the product that you used?
The hair relaxer product that I use was L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay, thank you. And did your ovarian cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxers regularly for at least 1 year?
At least 1 year.
Pardon?
At least 1 year.
So, yeah, so I need a yes or a no to the question. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I know the question's a little confusing. It really should be 2 questions. So I appreciate your patience. And then what kind of treatment did you receive for the ovarian cancer?
The ovarian cancer, the treatment that I received was I received a chemotherapy 6 cycles over 6 months to
Okay.
turn it a hysterectomy, right ovary removed.
Okay. Ovaries removed, hysterectomy. I'm so sorry you had to go through all of this because of hair relaxers. Okay. When did you first start treatment?
And treatment day was September 30th of last year.
September 30th of 2024. Okay. And your treating doctor, was that Dr. Nathan Allen, or did you have a different treating doctor?
That was my treating doctor.
Okay. So Dr. Nathan Allen was the treating and the diagnosing doctor. Okay. And everything was done at Mercy General Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Let me just copy that information over. And for the medical record release form, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Email.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled Briana, is that correct? Last name Davis.
Correct.
Okay. And for the medical record release form, what is your social?
6207031 66.
Thank you. It's 6207031 66. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what is a good email address for you?
SYMONEE25@gmail.com.
Okay. Is it S as in Sam?
Yes.
S as in Sam, Y as in yellow, M as in Mary, O as in orange, M as in Mary, E as in Echo, E as in Echo, 25@gmail.com?
Yes, so it's SYMON.
Oh, N as in Nancy?
Yes.
Okay.
E-E.
Okay. 25@gmail.com?
Davis25.
Pardon?
So it's Simone E, the extra E, then it's Davis25@gmail.com.
Okay, Davis25@gmail.com. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I have your phone number as 279-243-9576.
Yes.
Is this a cell phone or a landline?
Cell phone.
Thank you. And then what is a good mailing address for you?
3305 Cypress Street, Sacramento, California, apartment 1-95838.
Okay, apartment 1. So it's 3305 Cypress Street, apartment 1, Sacramento, California, 95838.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any documents to support your date of diagnosis, like medical records, or would you be able to obtain them if requested?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And then lastly, the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
No.
That's okay. Okay. And then I'm just going to go over the information I have. I just need to make sure I have everything spelled correctly before I send over the retainer documents. So I have your first name spelled B-R-I-A-N-A and last name D-A-V-I-S. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and I have that you first started using hair relaxers March 8th of 2014, and you last stopped using them in June of 2024?
Yes.
Okay, and I have that you used hair relaxers weekly. And so if you used hair relaxers weekly, how many times per year would you say you used hair relaxers? Because there's 52 weeks in a year.
I use it 7 times a year for 10 years.
Oh, okay. 7 times a year for 10 years. Okay. So then how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxers? Was it 10 or was it 5?
10.
Okay. Thank you. Let me change that then. Okay. And then I have that you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer October 18th of 2024.
Yes.
Okay. And I have Dr. Nathan Allen as your diagnosing doctor. You saw him at Mercy General Hospital on J Street in Sacramento.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your date of birth as January 17th, 1994.
Yes.
Okay, great, thank you. Are you familiar with DocuSign? Are you familiar with DocuSign?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna send over some documents through DocuSign. You'll get a text as well as an email. In the documents, you'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record request form that will allow the attorneys to request medical records. And then you'll get a text as well as an email that'll say, Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. I will send those documents over through text and through email. You'll also receive a call from the attorneys within the next couple weeks, within 2 weeks. Keep an eye out for their call. They won't be able to start the process until they verify with you. I have your address down as 3305 Cypress Street in Sacramento, California, right? Okay, I'm going to send you a text also from my desk number. If you have any questions doing the DocuSign, give me a call. I just sent that over now, okay?
Yeah, just from all the medical stuff, you can just get all that from the hospital.
Yeah, and they will do that. They'll request them. You should have the DocuSign in your inbox now. Go ahead and open it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to send you a text now. Feel free to give me a call back if you need any assistance. Okay. All right. You have a great rest of your day. I'm so sorry you went through all this. Thank you.
Thank you.